This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 26, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Workers at Hawker Beechcraft who felt relief at escaping almost 500 job cuts at the company last year got some bad news Wednesday. The company is working on plans for further cuts to be announced in a few weeks. Vice President Rich Juwenlal, who heads up human resources at HBC, did not offer any details. The Associated Press is citing a letter from Juwenlal in reporting that the company is reviewing its business in an effort to reconcile first quarter and full year 2009 production needs with the size of its workforce. Quote, I wanted to use this opportunity to assure you that we are taking every possible step to minimize the impact of the reduction on our employees, their families, and our company, unquote. Hawker Beechcraft employs more than 9,000 people, most at its plant in Wichita, Kansas. The final day of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, got off to a tragic start. Officials have confirmed initial witness reports to ANN that a Remus GX with two people on board, the second in a formation takeoff of two planes, crashed off the right side of the 5,200-foot runway 18 at about 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning. The pilot was killed, his passenger airlifted to an area hospital in unknown condition. Watch for updates in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. A new chapter is being written in the story of Jerry Arola, who was widely vilified in the collapse of Silver State helicopters a year ago. KLAS-TV in Las Vegas is reporting that the awkward job of representing Arola has fallen to attorney George Kalesis, who ironically is a close personal friend of Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Doug Gillespie, who won a bitter election against Arola in 2006. Kalesis says reports of the Silver State fiasco have missed some important facts. He says Arola sold most of his shares in Silver State in 2007 to new owners, left the company in sound financial condition, fought the decision to file for bankruptcy, and even tried to work with other schools where students could have finished their training. Quote, I'm not saying Mr. Arola is a victim. I'm saying Mr. Arola is not responsible for the acts they're trying to attribute to him, unquote. Business aviation interests apparently liked what they heard at the Senate confirmation hearings for Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood, chosen by President Obama to be Transportation Secretary. LaHood outlined his positions and told senators he will appoint an FAA administrator who will end the standoff with the Air Traffic Controllers Union. National Air Transportation Association President James Coyne calls the choice of LaHood a good one. Quote, the congressman has been a long-standing advocate for general aviation during his tenure in Congress, and we look forward to working with him on critical issues facing the industry, unquote. Senators must have liked what they heard, too. LaHood was confirmed by unanimous vote on Thursday. Disgraced former financial advisor Marcus Schrenker is claiming he has no memories of bailing out of his Piper Meridian over Alabama. The Associated Press reports Schrenker called the New York Post from jail last week, telling the paper, quote, I have no memory of any of it. It's just crazy. I've never even jumped out of a plane before. I sit here and stare at the walls and wonder what happened and say, how did I get here? Unquote. He's also said to have told the paper he's been under psychiatric care since last year and is taking medication for bipolar disorder. Schrenker's attorney claims his client is not mentally competent to stand trial. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NTSB finds bird strike-like damage in 1549's left engine. Will the happy ending to the Miracle on the Hudson avoid lawsuits? And Captain Sullenberger gets a hero's welcome back home. Also, check out the ANN special feature. If you saw a pilot de-ice his plane with a hammer, would you look the other way or intervene before he took off? I'll have that philosophical discussion with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.